Trend number one, mastering complexity. A recent article in the Harvard Business Review highlighted the In-N-Out burger chain of restaurants as an example of how a company can manage complexity well. The company uses the number four. The decor is done in four colors: red, white, yellow, and gray. There are only four items on the menu: burgers, french fries, milkshakes, and sodas. And there are four cash registers with four people to ring up customers' purchases. Four is what the authors call the company's innovation fulcrum, the number at which complexity is kept in balance with innovation to produce the most profit. In other fast food restaurants, there is an epidemic of runaway innovation, with new items being added to menus faster than employees or customers can keep up with them. But those competitors don't do as well as In-N-Out Burger, which has a whopping 20% profit margin. Every company must manage complexity by finding its own innovation fulcrum. That means determining the right number of products or services that will bring in the most money and produce the highest profit margin. The truth is that most managers don't know what that number is. And in most cases, it's a smaller number, not a bigger one, than the current number of products or services. Product innovation is highly touted because it's an easy way to compete. You can force more shelf space out of a retail outlet, or you can garner a larger market share. Product innovation is also exciting, and it attracts attention. Investors like it, customers like it, and the press likes it. It gives the company something to talk about. But the record shows that as companies push product innovation beyond a certain point, they actually begin to see their profits shrink or stall. The reason is simple. Each time a new product or service is added, the entire organization becomes more complex at every level. Complexity costs money because it slows down the functioning of the company. It requires more people, more training, and more processes. Managers know this. In a survey of executives by Bain & Company, where the authors of the Harvard Business Review article are partners, some 70% said that their costs were going up because things were just too complicated. Complexity often begins with the expansion of the product line and is then carried throughout the organization and perpetuated by inaccurate economic data, inflated sales expectations, and unexamined assumptions on the part of management. Through their work at Bain, the authors have helped companies achieve cost savings of as much as 35%, while growing sales by up to 40% simply by showing managers how to find the correct innovation fulcrum. Another take on balancing complexity and simplicity comes from a recent study published in the McKinsey Quarterly. That study makes the distinction between institutional complexity and individual complexity. The McKinsey & Company researchers acknowledge that most managers view complexity as detrimental, but they advocate a more subtle view that regards complexity as something that can also be a source of new opportunities, profitability, competitive advantage, and resilience. In this view, institutional complexity represents the complexity found in the structure of the company itself, such as the number of countries where the firm operates, the number of units and nodes the company has, and the number of manufacturing locations. In attempting to manage increasing complexity, most managers instinctively focus on reducing institutional complexity. But this frequently means pulling back from certain markets or customer categories, or even eliminating products that still have significant potential. Not every company can operate like In-N-Out Burger. An alternative is to focus on individual complexity, which represents the day-to-day experience of employees and managers as they try to get things done. This involves making people's roles clearer, improving crucial processes in the value chain, and helping employees to develop new skills that will allow them to deal with the complex institution in which they find themselves. By contrast, Bain recommends attacking the problem of complexity at the level of the product line. In short, achieving the optimal balance between complexity and simplicity is not a one-size-fits-all approach. In fact, it's impossible unless you know first where the complexity is in the organization and what's driving it. In light of this trend, we offer the following three forecasts for your consideration. First, companies that still thrive in 2020 will place an ongoing emphasis on balancing complexity and simplicity. While it has been received wisdom for some years now that simpler is better, recent research shows that the picture is not that simple. While every company might like to operate the way In-N-Out Burger does, organizations are so vastly different and their needs and obligations so variable that only a careful analysis on a case-by-case basis can yield the appropriate strategy for managing complexity. As we've seen, some institutions need to embrace institutional complexity in order to survive, and to do so, they'll have to reduce individual complexity. Others that have engaged in unchecked expansion of offerings really do need to simplify. Second, watch for a rush among consulting firms to jump on the complexity bandwagon. While the problem is real and some of the solutions worthwhile, managers should beware the inevitable influx of hucksters touting the silver bullet for managing complexity. The silver bullet phenomenon seems to reappear every time there is a new buzzword or concept that promises to solve all managerial problems at a single stroke. These same consultants will also be publishing a spate of new books on managing complexity, each with its patented program for simplifying a business and boosting profits. As always, let the buyer beware. And third, while it is important to understand complexity, to find its sources, and to manage it responsibly, savvy executives will find that ultimately, good, sound, traditional management practices are still indispensable. The tools and techniques for managing complexity will ultimately take their place alongside of all the other tools a manager has at his disposal and will prove important, but no more important, than such things as cost and quality control.